Well, Coach, I guess the best way to describe that game against Maryville Christian was tale of two halves.
Yes, it would. But I'm pretty proud coach here right now because we spent the last few days working on our energy and our efforts out there, and I got that. I got more than what I've asked for out of the starting group along with some of the freshmen that came off the bench, so I couldn't be more happier. And that was the goal, biggest goal. And what it did was it gave us an opportunity to win, which is a big deal for us because we haven't won a ball game yet. And for them to see the patterns of a possibility of winning, that made the biggest difference here. You know, so.
Like you mentioned there, that energy level was extremely high for your guys. Led them to getting frustrated and you able to create turnovers and fight for rebounds off that.
Absolutely. And we was able to run our offense a little bit more. We starting to trust our offense and stop coming out of playing a little bit more one-on-one and playing one-on-one after the play is ran. And they starting to get it a little bit. Like I said, I can't be more proud of them. We taking one step at a time, you know, and I think we did take an extra step today, and I expect that to continue this week, as well as the first game. We didn't have our first two players because of summer school, but those older players came back in and rejuvenated us a little bit. And again, like I said, I couldn't be more proud of them.
Like you mentioned there, getting two of your more veteran players allowed the guys to kind of like play with a little more confidence and allowed everyone around them just to be a little more confident and trust that everything's going to work out better.
Absolutely. And the balance. I thought my older kids brought the balance a little bit, and again, contact. Freshmen don't like to be touched, you know, and a few of the older kids did like, but I started to see that. I started to see them make contact. It's a contact sport, and they got to get used to it, and I thought we made the step forward there today, you know, so.
You got a couple more games today and more games tomorrow, but other than that, you know, plan-wise, what do you guys have for the rest of the summer?
We don't have any more camps scheduled for as team camps. But I do have things scheduled to try as individuals to get every kid up. And again, like one of our biggest weaknesses is strength and conditioning. We got to keep focusing on that. From this point and the rest of the summer, we got to focus in on that because one, when we're strong enough, we're able to do any of the stuff we need to do.
Thank you for your time and good luck the rest of the summer.
No problem. Thank you.